Welcome back to Train, Develop, Compete. I'm your host, Mike Colangelo. I'm with Ryan Smith from Woodbridge High School, the Vikings baseball program. Appreciate you coming in tonight, Ryan.
No, I appreciate you having me. Definitely.
Just want to talk about, like, you know, you're on that side of the Cardinal District over there. You know, obviously, Colgan last year has kind of run that district. Last year, you guys made a leap forward, you know, almost upset Patriot, which I think would have been an upset for you guys, but was in the game the whole time. Lost 1-0, was it?
Yep, 1-0.
Had us down early for five innings at your place. It was the first time we played you guys. I think that was a 5-4 game. But, you know, this year you return almost everybody. You know, you got all your key pitchers back. I think you have probably one of the top three pitchers in Northern Virginia. And Aiden Ellerts. What are you most excited about going into the 24 season? And what do you think will be some challenges that you got to make sure you stay away from, whether it's taking better at-bats or defense? What are some of the challenges?
Well, I mean, I'm just excited to have everybody back. We got a full roster of baseball players. Finally, we got a lot of depth. The biggest thing we got to overcome is the winning attitude and getting over that hump. I think we need to run the bases better, and then at the plate we got to be better. We have to find ways to create more runs to help our pitchers out. I mean, we get our number one and two back this year. Ellis will be a senior, and then Kalen Goodwin Slater will be a junior. But it's going to be running bases, going to be stealing bases, it's going to be at the plate. Yeah. We got to make a huge leap.
What do you think the challenges of the 24 season could potentially be for you guys? You know, I know it's early, you're still 30, 40 days away, but what are some of the things that you want to make sure you stay away from or you iron out before the season?
Well, I think quality at bats. I mean, I'm going to lead all that again because we need to create ways to get on base, create ways to get around the bases, and take advantage of some things that I think on the base path we can steal bases, manufacture a little bit more runs. I think that's the challenging part. I think we can pitch with anybody. I think we finally have the depth to do it. Our schedule is pretty packed with back-to-back games this year. We do get Patriot in the regular season, so we challenged ourselves a little bit in the schedule to make sure we're ready if we do make it to regionals and make that leap. I mean, we're way ahead of schedule. I expected like 4-year range, and you know, we're going into the third year, and we're already up there. But I think the challenge is going to be at the plate and on the base pass big time.
I mean, I looked at your program when you took over. We talked, I'll never forget, the spring break at Colgan, which was 22. So there was your first year, I think.
Yeah.
And you talked about culture. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had some candid conversations that were like, hey, you know, obviously I've known your family for a while, big fan of you guys, and just kind of you've had to change the culture, that you had to change, you know, not so much what was going on the prior coaching staff, those guys did a great job also, but just new coach coming in, hey, there's going to be some things different, right? So Colgan's going through that now. I was there for 7 years. I was meeting with Coach Natel tonight. We were talking. I talked to him, you know, quite a bit, but yeah, I've kind of stayed that way, you know, stayed in the shadows, let him take that program and, and run it. You know, I'm going to go back there game one to support those guys, and, you know, because, you know, when you're somewhere for 7 years, you just don't fall out of love, right? I always love those guys. Great, great families, great players, but he's got to build that culture. And that's going to be a challenge for him, right? Not that he can't do it, not that he's not going to do it, but when you're in year one at Woodbridge and we played you guys, from year one to year two was a huge fundamental difference. I mean, it was a different culture. You guys played with chest higher, more confidence. The style of baseball changed. You know, you guys were trying to run the bases. And so I think that, you know, Woodbridge could be a really challenge at the state level. You know, my bit of advice for you guys are, listen, I always broke the season down into a two-game series, right? Like, I knew I was getting the regionals. I think a lot would have to go wrong for you guys not to get the regionals, right?
Right? I'd do that too.
So how can you not worry about the wins or losses in the first 20 games? How can you find a way to make sure you're a one or two seed, right? So you have a decent matchup in the first game of regionals. But you got to win the second game of regionals. Mm-hmm. You got to win the first one first, but the second game of regional gets you the state berth. Right. When you're in the states, it doesn't really matter how good you are. It's so much luck. So that would be my advice for you as a head coach is like, hey, what can I do for 3 months to get myself ready for two games of regionals? Right. I mean, last year I would tell Brett Renfro, I said, start of the year, you're going to pitch, you and Wesley are going to pitch two of the biggest games in regionals. It's going to be Battlefield. And it's going to be Patriot.
Right.
I knew who it was going to be. And we had that on our calendar back in February.
Right.
So we have an advantage in our district. See, over there, their challenge is Battlefield, Patriot, OP, Freedom, they're battling,
right?
And they're trying to get into the playoffs.
Absolutely.
The advantage that we have in our district, although it's not nearly as a strong district, is all year I can prepare for them.
Right.
And they can't do that for me. Regardless of what they say, they're in a dogfight week in and week out. So I think when you look at it like that, I think there's an advantage to being in our district and the fact that we should have a better chance to get to the state berth because we can prepare for them well before they can prepare for us. You know, last year, you know, I really liked how Slater played. I really liked how Ellis pitched. Who are the two or three bats that you have to have show up this year to make sure you get to 5 runs a game, which is a magic number in high school?
Well, I think Ethan Jackson is one of the guys we need to perform. Aiden Ward struggled a little bit his junior year. He's coming to be a senior. He's worked his butt off in the offseason. I think those two guys are kind of where we need to produce. We'd also had a kid, Aiden Seminole, who was out all last year. He's going to be brand new as a junior from us. Those are kind of my three guys that have pop that I think they need to perform for us. And we also need Kalen Goodwin Slater at the plate to have a better year. I think that he's a key role because he can run really well. But he was just so much in a slump last year. Hopefully he kind of overcomes that. But he's kind of a table setter for us because he can run so well.
You know, the other thing that I think is very underrated that no one ever talks about is Barbier.
Yes.
Barbier, is that how you pronounce it? This catcher.
Corey, yeah.
I thought he did a great job shutting our running game down at your place, which, you know, is how you're going to beat good teams. So he's a junior.
Yes. Yep.
He's a kid that I think is very underrated. I don't think he gets the credit he should from a defensive perspective. I think he's kind of overshadowed by Jaden Carter.
Yes.
But he's a guy this year that I think will be that top catcher in our district.
Absolutely.
In my opinion, should be. And I hope he has a great year. The one thing that I always respected being in the other dugout was for a lot of years we go over to play Woodbridge and their dugout was just, you know, they were loud,
right?
And not in a good way. And I really respect kind of what you've done with that dugout. You know, it's always nice to play teams and really go to battle and just fight it out and then it's over, you know. And
right.
I think you've got those guys. You know, I always tell my guys, don't talk trash to that team. Stay on us,
right?
Because once you wake them up, now we're in another dogfight. But I know for the last, you know, 2 years, it's been a pleasure coaching against your team. I mean, they're very respectful on the field. And again, they weren't terrible before, but, like, I think you've got this program going in a great direction. I hope your administration supports that because, you know, baseball in this area, I had Logan Farrar on here, who's a Woodbridge grad. We were talking about how there's not a lot of parity. You know what I mean? You got, you know, back in the day, I was at Hilton. Hilton was a beast. Yeah. Garfield was a beast. Potomac was a beast.
Absolutely.
Forest Park is still there every year. Denard gets those guys going. But now in your district, it's like a three-man race, right? It's Colgan, Woodbridge, and Forest Park. I know Coach Matt is doing a great job. He's probably one more year away, although I think he's going to get some upsets this year because he's quietly grinding it out. And they got better from the start of the year to the end of the year last year, but he's probably still 1 year away from being in that conversation. But I like that you said you got Patriot on the schedule.
Yeah.
Get some of those big teams in the regular season. So when you guys get off the bus to go play them, they know what to expect.
Right.
What are some of the things, changes that you feel like you've made in the 24 that you didn't have in 23?
Well,
I think,
you know, when I first took over, you know, you guys, Forest Park, I had to do a little bit of change my second year to make sure I could play with you guys. And I think just scouting and understanding what you guys do well, that to get up to that level, we needed to do well. Fundamentally sound, not giving bases away, running bases well, manufacturing runs, trying to cut down on those errors in which you and Forest Park thrive off, and you guys take advantage of those errors in a big way. I think it was just changing. I think it was just changing the way I coach and changing the way we coach as a staff, that we need to be more fundamentally sound with everything we do, whether it's pitching, fielding. And we went back to the fundamentals, you know, just like you're doing here with the Stars organization. We still do the short hops. I mean, we went back to the basics, and all that bled into games.
Yep.
I think this group is ready to take the next step. I just think they're a lot more serious about it. I like the fact that they're hitting on their own. They're spending more time in the gym. They want it. And I think that's where the culture is kind of flipped, because they really want to go to that next level and play baseball. But I think we just have to get better fundamentally sound, and we got to do what you guys did well.
Yeah.
Because you know what I mean? It's not even, I'm willing to suck it up and understand what we need to do better and some of the stuff maybe I don't know that I was able to take really from you guys that, you know, you ran the bases well. You took advantage. You put pressure on people. And that's what we need to do in 24.
Yeah.
To create more runs.
I agree. I watched some of you guys play over the summer and, and you know, Slater and Jackson and those guys, and you have speed,
yeah.
You have athleticism, you have strength. I mean, I think you guys, this is your, like you said, usually it's a 4-year thing, yeah, right?
Absolutely.
And you're year 3. So I know tryouts haven't started. That's February 19th for most schools, but you know, I'm sure you've got workouts, you see kids, you know, whatever in the school. What are one or two of the young players that may not make an impact this year that we should know about in 25 or 26? It could be a freshman, it could be a sophomore, but what are two or three of the kids that have a chance to make a difference in your program in the future?
Well, I think one that just pops off right now is the Pabon kid, okay. Julius Pabon.
Seen him play, great player.
His father played at Potomac back yep. in the day with you guys, and well, maybe after you guys. But he is one that probably could take a step this freshman year for us. He's going to have a big 4 years,
yeah.
I believe.
Yep.
He runs well, hits, cover ground tremendously. I don't know what we're going to plan for him his freshman year, but he definitely could make a huge impact his sophomore year, without a doubt.
Yeah.
So he's one. There's a couple other tweeners that we need to iron out. I know we got Noah Babcock, who's a young pitcher, coming back. He throws a bunch of pitches, can keep guys off balance. We hope, pitching-wise, he can take the next step his sophomore year here. So those are a couple guys that I think we do have the Jax kid, and we have Mason yep. and that are in the star
yeah.
organization.
Yeah.
That but both will take a huge step this sophomore year. So there's about four guys there.
What I'm getting at is the well's not running dry, right?
No, like we
I've seen Pabon play. I was thoroughly impressed with him. His yeah. dad could flat out play. He was about 5 or 6 years after me at Potomac. He was with Danny Lopez and those guys for Coach Covington. He's just like his dad.
Mm-hmm.
Built a little bit different. I know his dad, Jose, is not going to want to hear this on the podcast, but he's more athletic than you, Jose. But he's going to be a hell of a player.
Yes.
He's going to be a college player. He's going to anchor the left side of the infield for a long time for you, which is important. Mason Young,
yeah.
he's going to have some pop.
Yeah.
Matthew, as you mentioned, yeah. Jack, like he's a great player. Babcock. So, you know, Woodbridge is one of those programs where, you know, I know the young kids at Colgan pretty well. They've got a great 8th grade class coming to 9th grade. They've got a great 9th grade class. Their sophomore class has got a chance to be pretty good if they keep developing. So I'm going to look forward to sitting on the other side of the fence and watch you and Colgan just keep beating up each other and try to see who can win that battle. But, you know, you guys play each other week 2.
Yeah.
And typically, early in the year, you don't have such a game that magnitude matters.
Yeah.
But that one matters, right? That you got to win that first one because then you kind of sit back and relax a little bit.
It's going to set the tone, definitely.
Sets the tone. And, you know, so for me, you know, if I was to put on gold and green this year and help you, one thing I would try to stress to the guys is we got to win this game.
Yeah.
You know, I think in the last 9 or 10 chances, whatever it's been, Woodbridge hasn't beat Colgan, and you've played high school sports. You were at Garfield. You know, there's something to be said with – I don't think parents and players understand. When you're Freedom High School of football
yeah.
and Darryl Overton gets off the bus, the game's won.
Right.
You know, and I used to stress that to our kids. I started preaching at year 1 when we were 5 and 16. I would yeah. tell our guys, there's going to be a time when this program, when we get off our bus, our game's won when the last person on our team buttons their last button and the game's over. And I think you guys are going to be battling for that you know, that right this year,
right.
You know, with Ellerts and Slater up there on the mound and again, Barbier behind the plate and young Pabon maybe getting the lineup late or maybe he does now. And you guys got a chance really to make a really good impact in Prince William County baseball. And I think for a good while. You know, then you have...
But you're right about that culture. I mean, you guys stepped off the bus and that's where in my first year, they knew it was over.
Yep.
You know, and you're right. We got to set that tone when we get off the bus. And I think these guys are ready to take that over, especially surprising Patriot in the first round last
yep.
year. I think they really have that belief now
yep.
that's the attitude you got to come
I thought Patriot last year with Jordan Capuano, with Jacob Foster, and then they had the other gentleman who I never saw. He was going to UVA. But I felt like I thought Patriot. I mean, I knew from day one. I told our guys, the only thing standing in our way to get in the regional finals was Patriot High School. I thought they were as good a team, actually, in the state of Virginia.
I
mean, they had Sullivan. I love his bat. Lenihan's probably a top 2 hitter in the state.
Yeah.
You got Peacher. You had Tilden. You have Lee. You had, I mean, Mahoney. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just had a ton of guys that could hit. You know, their big thing was, you know, being able to put up runs.
Right.
And so, to me, you know, the way you beat those kind of teams, you got to advance scout them. You got to figure out mm-hmm. what they can't do, and you got to try to exploit that.
Right.
And we did that, you know, 3 years in a row to them.
But that's why we're trying to. That's why we got like Osmond Park this year. We have yep. Patriot. We're trying to get out to the Cedar Run.
You have
and
to
see those guys earlier than just being surprised in the first round. You know,
the district out there is so good. You know, my son will be at Battlefield this year, so I'll get to be a dad. And you know, I've been just slowly talking to him about what that district looks like.
Yeah.
You know, I never coached in it, right? But I played against it. And I had a huge respect for Patriot, Battlefield, and Freedom, right?
Yeah.
I mean, an OP is young, and they're going to be really good. They got some good lefty arms, which can really stifle some guys. So, you know, I'm looking forward to get out the games and see you guys. And, you know, I wish you the most success this year. I think you guys are going to make a huge splash this year. And, you know, if you guys were sitting in a state quarter or semifinal game, that wouldn't surprise me. I appreciate you joining us.
Appreciate Ryan, it. Thank
and,
you very
and
much.
And good luck this year. And, you know, this is another episode of Train, Develop, Compete with Coach Smith from Woodbridge High School. Thank you very much.